The President's Tribute to Senator McGee, taped for replay at a State of Wyoming dinner from the Cabinet Room of the White House, July 9, 1963.
Chairman Hickey, Secretary Udall, senators, friends, it's a great pleasure to join you in paying tribute and expressing appreciation to Gail McGee. As a former Senate colleague, as an old friend, I can say without hesitation that he merits this tribute and your praise. The presidency is a job with burdens and great responsibilities, but so is the Senate. For a senator must represent not only the people of his state, which he must serve with wisdom and with courage, but he must also vote and act in the interests of the entire nation, and frequently for the general well-being of the world of freedom. Occasionally, and understandably, the interests of a state and of the nation may conflict. And on those occasions, it requires courage and long thought for a senator to make the careful judgment that our needs require. It's been extremely gratifying to me to see the way that Senator McGee has met his responsibilities in this proud office of United States Senator. As a United States Senator, he's been an asset and a leader of his country. As the senior senator of the state of Wyoming, he's carried on the great tradition of leadership set by Senator Joe Omani. I join you tonight in paying him a high praise. He represents the kind of vigorous leadership that the Rocky Mountain states have produced that our country needs. And I'm confident that in the days ahead, the state and the country can look with pride to him. Thank you.